Dear Father, we thank you so much that you've brought us here tonight. We thank you for your living word, and we pray that now, that by your Holy Spirit, your living word will do its work in our lives. Please further transform us to be more and more the people that you want us to be. And we ask in Jesus' name, Amen. Well, to state the obvious, every day we make decisions, don't we? You made a decision tonight to come to church. You made a decision what to eat today, what to wear, and how to get here. That's four decisions. Now, I find this hard to believe, but I looked on a website and it says that every day, on average, us adults make 35,000 conscious decisions. Is that possible? Well, according to some surveys, that's what we do. On average, 35,000 decisions we make each day. Now, in the light of last week's sermon, a very important decision that we need to make each day is this. We need to keep remembering that everything is God's. It is all God's. God is the one who has given us everything we have. And he also owns everything we have. It's all God's. And our lives are lived as his stewards. We are his stewards of everything, entrusted with his gifts to be used in his way before God's Son comes to judge. That is who we are. We're stewards. We're to use what God has given us. Now, because that's such a radical way to think, with God's enabling, we do need to make that decision every day. What's our default if we're not thinking about it? Our default is to think that we're owners. Our default is to think that we're in control and that we make decisions about our life and want to do things our way. Every day, with God's help, let's remember that we are his stewards. We're not owners. We're not controllers of anything. But then, okay, we make that decision, yep, we're stewards, not owners. But what does that look like day by day? That's tonight's sermon, and this is living against the tide, again like we spoke about last week. That one fish is going the opposite way. So your natural default is to think of ourselves as owners and in control. It's also the world around us. They think they're in control and doing their own thing. We are swimming against the tide as we live as stewards. And how do we do that? How do we live as stewards day by day? Well, tonight, I trust that you remember, not just tonight, but every day from now on, what it means to live as stewards. Think birthday cake. Okay? Think birthday cake. That is the way to understand what it means to live as a steward. And tonight, for the very first time in a sermon, we have a cake. And we've got a birthday cake. And I'm going to put three candles in it to remind us that living as stewards is all about thinking birthday cake and having three big sections of the birthday cake. Okay? Here it is. Okay? Think stewards, think birthday cake, and think three slices of this cake. Because with a cake, think of a birthday cake, what happens? You receive it, don't you? If you're old enough, you receive it. And then you cut it up and give it away, don't you? You receive it and give it away, okay? We've received, think of the money that we have, the abilities we have, the talents that we have as this cake, okay? We've been given it by God, okay? And then we are to distribute those things in three ways. To people that God's given us, to property that God's given us, and to places that God's given us. So think of the cake as what God has given us, the money that we have, the talents that we have, the time that we have. Been given that by God, and then we distribute it to the people, the property, and the places. That's the sermon tonight, basically. Now, I'm going to keep this here so we don't forget. Now, on your bulletin, there is a list of the people that God has entrusted to us that we're to give, that we're to give to. This is the first slice of the cake, okay? Think cake, birthday cake, okay? Think stewards, think birthday cake. The first slice, if you like, the first area that we're to give to is to people. Now on the list there, there's a whole list of P's, okay? Don't worry if you don't remember all of them, but it's there for you to think about later on. See, the first people that we're to give to is our progeny. Now, this doesn't fit perfectly, but because progeny means your descendants. But think of progeny as your family and yourself, okay? As 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. It is very appropriate to work, to earn money, to provide for your relatives. Very appropriate to do that. As if you're a husband or a wife, you need time to relate to each other. Your husband is a gift to you, your wife is a gift to you if you're married. It takes time and money to look after each other. It's a very appropriate use of time and money that God has given. If you have children, they cost, and that's okay. Like, it is very appropriate to take the time and the money to look after the children that God has given you. And it's also appropriate to look after ourselves. There's a verse in 1 Timothy as well, 1 Timothy 4:7. This is a verse directed first of all to church leaders, but has implications for all of us. It says, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. We need to use some of the time God has given us to grow ourselves in Christ. And says, for physical training is of some value. So it's okay to come along to our self-defense fitness class to get a bit fit there. It's okay to look, it's appropriate to look after yourself. It's got some value. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. Part of the slice for people is to go to our progeny, including ourselves. The next part of that slice. So you've got to think of one big slice for people. We're thinking of dividing that up into more slices. Okay, next one is partners in the gospel. That's each other. The reading we had from 1 Peter. Thank you, Kai. We're given gifts to steward, to look, to use for others. We're to look after each other, use what God has given us to serve one another in love. By coming tonight, we're giving the gift of time to one another that God has given us. On the response form that we all had last week, and if you haven't got it, please grab it tonight, we're being asked if we can commit to pray for the work here. That's a gift we can give to each other, to pray. Think of where you live as a gift for one another. You could open your home up for a Bible group for the people in church here. That's a way to use what God has given for one another. Houses of discipleship is one of our goals for this year and next year, to help us to see that where we live, we're not to think of it as a castle where we go in and hide ourselves away from the world, but they're houses of discipleship in which we grow disciples. We help each other who live there grow as disciples, and we seek to help others who are disciples to further grow as well. Hospitality is a way of thinking about that. The next P there is to remember the persecuted. Hebrews 13:3. Remember those in prison. Our persecuted brethren. We've got to support them with our time and with the time and money that God has given. And organizations like Anglican Aid is a way that we can do that. And also, as we think about, go back to the partners in the gospel, the fellow believers, as your pastor here, you've been entrusted to me for a time. You guys aren't my people. You're God's people entrusted to me for a time. And I need to use all the abilities and gifts that God has given me to pastor you guys and equip you guys and the staff and the wardens and parish council. As we give money to church here, we've got to use it in the appropriate way. So on the bottom of this form is different ways you might be interested in serving those different gifts and abilities you have. Have a look at that. We all have gifts, different abilities, there are different areas there you might be able to serve one another in. And also the persecuted, we've got to look after them. And also the poor. That's both within the Christian family and outside the Christian family. And again, we've had an example tonight of how we can do that. Galatians 6, 1 Timothy 6, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 John, Proverbs, all places where it tells us we've got to look after the poor. And also the perishing, those without Christ, supporting gospel workers with our time and our money, going to different places and things like that. And last but not least, please keep looking after your pastor. Of all those people, thank you for what you give. On behalf of the staff, thank you for what you give. It enables us to live and have time set aside to give ourselves to the word and to prayer. Thank you. Keep it going. 1 Timothy 5, 1 Corinthians 9 is an example. That's the first slice of the cake, okay? People. Second slice is property. These buildings here are a gift from God. We've got to keep looking after them. We all benefit from it. Let's keep looking after it. Where you live is a gift from God. You've got to look after that as well. So please, on the 22nd of September, what's on? Working Bee. Come along. any time you can give, any time that God has given you, come along, even for an hour, to help maintain this property. And the third slice of the cake are the places that God has given. The environment that God has given. And as we think about where you live, that's what you do, isn't it? Well, hopefully it's what you do. Where you live are people, perhaps just you. You look after yourself. You look after the property property where you are. And then you look after the place where you are. You mow the lawn, keep the garden going, something like that. And that's what we do here as well. We look after the people. That's important, firstly. But then got to look after this building. That's a gift from God as well. And the gardens and the property outside, the land is a gift from God too. We've got to keep looking after that. So join the mowing team, whether you're male or female. Enjoy on the ride-on mower. It's a great opportunity to just to burn out and spin around. But also, it's not just here. You've got to think of how the places everywhere be concerned for how the environment's used in other places. Stewardship. Think birthday cake. We receive it, we receive things, we give things for the people, the property and the places. Now what's one thing I haven't talked about though? You might think, yep, I got people, property and places to think about. What's one thing I haven't mentioned? How much? How much time, how much money to go to the people, the property, and the places? There's a verse that we read, helps us think about that. How much? 1 Timothy 6, command those who are rich in this present world, and dear brothers and sisters, that's us. We might think we're poor, but we are rich compared to most other people. This is a word to us, not to be arrogant, nor to put our hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. See, brothers and sisters, we all that God has given, and we are blessed here, as Angela reminded us today, we are very blessed with what God has given. He's given us to enjoy it. And how does this passage say, how do we enjoy it? We give it away, as the passage continues. Command them to do good, be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, They will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they will take hold of the life that is truly life. How much do we give to people? How much of our time, our money, and our abilities? How much? Think generosity. Think abundance. How much to property? Think abundance. Think generosity. How much to places? Think abundance. Think generosity. And generosity, by definition, is going without for the sake of others. It's a sacrifice. That's what it means to be generous. Going without for the sake of others. Again, this form. We have an opportunity here to say what we want to give financially to the work here and the Building and Grounds Maintenance Fund, the Special Education Fund, and the missionaries. And it says, out of the resources God has given us, be generous as we seek to work out how much to give in each category. Now, you might be thinking, well, what about 10%? Well, 10% is what the Old Testament believers did. And that actually was a starting point. They gave 10% of what they had to the work of the temple, help keep the Levites alive. But that wasn't all they were called to give. They were, at times, they were able to give what God led them to give, and other opportunities as well. So if you want some definite figures, 10% of what we earn is a good starting point to give to God's work here. That's a starting point. You might be able to give 20%, 30%. But mustn't think, oh, well, I'll give this bit to God and the rest is mine. That's ownership thinking. Because everything is God's. We give, we distribute. Think of the cake. How many slices do we give? Three. Okay. Bit of a balancing act. Okay. Now, each slice is going to be different size. We all have different amounts that God has given, but we're to use it in those three different ways. Now, just some examples of generosity that I've seen lately. On the trip to Cloncurry, there's a place called the Gidgee Inn, which is owned by the Churches of Christ. And they actually gave some of our folk free accommodation for the time there. A family of, they stayed there for free. They gave us lots of free food during our trip there as well. See, they went without, they went out getting paid for our sake. That's generosity. And also, people from church here took holidays. Some people from church took holidays to be able to go on the trip. That's generosity. That's going without for the sake of others. And there's a printing company owned by a Christian called The Printing Company. And they had a practice of giving or doing free printing for churches. And so that's generosity. That's going without for the sake of others as well. Great models of generosity. So what's the next step for you tonight as an individual? Perhaps you never thought of those three different areas before. Perhaps you need to rethink everything. If that seems too overwhelming, then come and chat to me afterwards. Love to help you work through all those things. Sit down with that bit of paper, that outline. Tells you the areas that we're to give what God has given us to the people, the property and the places. And work out, pray that God will show you individually and as families how much to give in those particular areas. And think generous, think abundance. Why in the end? Because God has been amazingly generous to us. He He gave us all that he could. He gave us his son. He's given us life, given us the Holy Spirit, given us his word, given us each other. He's given us so much. Let's think generosity as we think of how he wants us to use his time, his money, his abilities that he's given to us and distribute it to the people, the places and the property. And as you do that, you'll know joy. Whoa. That was a part of it, was it? Yeah. See, we'll know joy as you give generously, because as you eat chocolate cake, that's nice. There is great joy in eating that cake. It's beautiful. You can have some later. You can share the joy. And that's really what we want to do. We want to share the joy as generous stewards with joyful hearts, giving because God has given so much to us. Let us pray. Our dear Father, we thank you so much for all you've given us. Please guide each of us individually, as families, and as a church family, exactly the way you want us to use what you